Good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of WMFO From Home. I'm Mike on the mic, and here today to bring you a lot of new music, new noise, and a lot of freeform, as usual. Thanks, first of all. I want to tell you, we really appreciate your listening to us while we're all locked up on our couches, but it's the music that keeps us going. And speaking of which, the first new noise of the day is from one of my very favorite bands ever. The name of the single is a little bit weird, but it's not weird for these guys. They put out so much new music, and this new single from Guided by Voices is called To Keep an Area. So, the first new noise of the day, right here at WMFO in Medford.
Rust, a cloud of dust, has put simple wine. They sang a song, voices low. Where are you now? I love to know. I love to know.
This is the right time to take us some shelter from the upcoming storm. Yeah. We'll ride through my window, babe, and I'll ride through yours. We should be singing such a merry old tune. Open your shutters, babe, I'll open my doors, and we can go howling neath the vagabond moon. It glows and thrills as it rides in the hills, and it rolls through the dregs of the night. It shines and beams down the back alley streams, and it fills up our hearts with delight.
Social distancing slows the spread of coronavirus, so stay a minimum of 6 feet away from others and stay home if you can. More info at coronavirus.gov. Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
All right, it's WMFO in Medford. I'm Mike. How you doing? Let me tell you what I played in that first set. Started off with a new noise, first of the day, by Guided by Voices. That was To Keep an Area. Next was a local band from Connecticut called The McLovins. They brought us a single called Cohesive in 2010. Met them a while ago when I was doing radio in another place at another time, and never forgot about them. Awesome band. Again, The McLovins and Cohesive. The Black Crows after that, from a 2009 release called Before the Frost, Until the Freeze. That was Good Morning Captain. Willie Nile just after that, from 1980's self-titled CD. That was called Vagabond Moon. And the fifth song of the set, of course, was a classic from 1973's Band on the Run CD. That was Wings and Let Me Roll It. Okay, next up, new noise for the second set. It's a collective of most favorite local artists right here in Boston. They formed a collective group called Back Porch Carousel, and they've got a new single. It's a Randy Black composition, and it's just a beautiful track. This one is Back Porch Carousel with new noise called One, and One is Three, right here at WMFO in Medford.
There's something moving around us, sometimes right over our heads. It's a presence we can't see. One and one is three. One and one is three. We're communing on the couch, conversation and touch. Someone is laughing merrily. One and one is three. One and one is three. Thank you.
that I'm losing my best friend. I can't believe this could be the end. It looks as though you're letting go, and if it's real, well, I don't want to know.
Don't tell me 'cause.
Social distancing slows the spread of coronavirus, so if you have a fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your healthcare provider before going in. More info at coronavirus.gov. Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Come to be. Can we still respect each other, though we deeply disagree? So far apart now, and it hurts my heart to see. People fighting with each other is as old as history. Power, money, hatred, no mercy is no mystery. We could do so much together. Is there still hope for you?
All right, we're back. I'm Mike here at WMFO in Medford. How you doing on this beautiful Saturday morning, summer day, from my couch right here in quarantine? Thanks a lot for joining me. Would you like a drink? I can go to the kitchen and get you a snack. It's kind of like that, right? Because no studio, just the couch. But happy to be here. Let me tell you what I played in that last set. Mentioned Back Porch Carousel. They're a collective of some of the favorite best folks right here in Boston that make music for us. They've formed this group, and they've got a new single that Randy Black wrote, and they all participated in it. That's called One and One is Three. Just after that came in with something from 1995's Tragic Kingdom CD from No Doubt. That was Don't Speak. Leo Bud Welch had a record just last year in 2019 called The Angels in Heaven Done Signed My Name. That was Don't Let the Devil Ride. And just after that, continuing in the blues vein, local guitar prodigy Tyler Morris with the Tyler Morris Band from a 2018 CD they did called Next in Line. That was Thunder. And then the great Bob Margolin from a self-titled record in 2018 with a stunning blues recording that he did right in his home, just him and a guitar and a microphone. That was called Mercy. All right, new noise coming up in the next set from one of everybody's favorites, Elvis Costello. Now, Mr. Costello is not, I hear, working on a new record. He's just put out a couple of singles this year, and this is the latest one. It is called Hetty O'Hara Confidential, and it's new noise right here at WMFO in Medford.
Said if you ask me nicely, I'll write you up. Well, don't tell me twice. Quote you directly or pay the price. Peel off your skin like a thin veneer if something tells me something that I didn't hear from you. Who's got the dope? Who's got the potential? Eddie O'Hara, confidential. With different drugs, the gold plate battles with the half-ass flags, a jaw climb body that was full of slugs. She was trading favors for footnote plugs. Who's got the needle? Who has fit the first? A morphine tattoo, unquenchable thirst. Who's got your girlfriend? And who had her first? Reading her column was essential. Hetty O'Hara, confidential. Could kill a man with a single stroke. She is not the one you want to provoke. If you can't take the heat or you can't take a joke. Who's got the dope? Who's got the potential? Eddie O'Hara, confidential. There's a gentleman calling to a cumbling wind. She plays a line or two at the foot of the page. You are included the latest rage with your true dimensions and your actual age. Trade a life of scandal for a career on the stage. But these little things seem inconsequential, except the Hetty O'Hara confidential. On the night I came home from the debutante ball, passed out drunk on the bathroom floor. Girl bell called after taking a peek at the secret drawer of atomic secrets. Repeating something that I whispered about. They have to take it, but they can't dish it out. Who's cleaning up his act? And I'm breaking the bank. But unfortunately, didn't remember to thank me. Now the rumor is doing the rounds that his only friends are villains. Andrew. A reputation curled like yellow smoke. She named the wrong man and the story she broke. She had an unfortunate character trait, the irresistible impulse to assassinate. But the damage it did was quite substantial to Hetty O'Hara confidential. They got witch trials now with witches to spare and a jukebox jury full of judgment and fury with bright neon dresses and porn star hair. She was thrown to the wolves and the dogs and the foxes once they had their
unforgiving if your morals are lax. Pointing manicured fingers and making a mockery with voices that sound like broken crockery. Head is shedding powerless and I feel alone now. Everyone here's a megaphone. Who's got the dope? Who's got the potential? Eddie O'Hara Confidential.
Social distancing tip.
Keeping your distance from others is important in slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are some fun things to do alone. Read a book, take a walk, unpack your suitcase from that trip you took last September, paint a self-portrait, catch up on a TV series, do a puzzle. Remember, we should all stay home to lower the risk for everyone. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to WMFO in Medford.